I feel egregious, and I'll follow the red arrows here.
All right, thank you.
The host site in Nome for the statewide pneumonic plague exercise last Friday was the local recreation center. Upon arriving into the mock clinic, residents were asked one simple question: are you feeling well? If their response was yes, then they were directed through stations to receive appropriate medications. But if their answer was no...
So first we would have you put on a mask, make sure that you are quarantined from other individuals because this is contagious, and then we're going to transfer you over to a quarantined area in the hospital where you can receive treatment.
Pneumonic plague occurs when the airborne version of the bubonic plague enters someone's lungs and causes rapidly developing pneumonia, which can result in respiratory failure or shock. The plague can be spread by being in close proximity to an infected individual. Deanna Stang is a public health nurse and the manager of the Point of Dispensing Clinic, or POD, for this exercise. She says in this mock emergency, Nome's ability to respond locally was put to the test.
Without outside help between, 72 to maybe 96 hours, might be a long time where we're not going to be able to have outside help coming in. So that's a really good point to emphasize for this particular project. How many people locally can we get available to help us out in the community of Nome? Because we can't rely on, outside public health nurses or outside CDC officials or section of epidemiology staff to come help us out and provide the staffing.
No blanks. Excellent. You can move along to station four, please. They'll screen you there.
Stang says 19 staff and volunteers helped manage the local POD site, but in order to reach the state's goal of serving 158 people per hour, Stang says closer to 50 staff members would be needed in Nome. According to Stang, an unexpected challenge arose before the exercise in Nome even began. Some of the medications were not delivered via commercial airplane in time on Friday afternoon due to flight delays, leaving the community with about 145 doses on hand.
So in this particular scenario, since we were weathered out for a day, we would make sure that folks who actually had plague, so cases and contacts, were treated first before we opened it up.
Another part, especially when you don't have adequate medication, is to separate and to slow the spread of the disease. You may not be able to stop it, but if you can slow it, then you can deal with treatment and gives you more time to get the medication.
Charlie Lean was the safety liaison officer for this pneumonic plague exercise, helping to coordinate roles between local entities and anticipate problems before they happened. Lean thought Nome did okay in its response. He said as a group, the city's Emergency Operations Center, or EOC, discussed contingency plans, like having supply lines at the grocery store to prevent further spread of the plague.
Have an outdoor, like the old-fashioned stores where you went up to the counter and said, here, this is my list, and they would fill the list and then charge you, and this could all be done outside or someplace where the store wouldn't be ruined. It wouldn't have to be decontaminated.
Lean knows better than most the devastation a widespread disease can cause in a small rural community like Nome.
When I was a small boy, TB was rampant and people were quarantined and people were actually taken away, never to be seen again, to sanitariums. And so in my earliest memories, there was some of this. My own father got TB and didn't have to be taken away, but it was something he had to worry about the rest of his life.
Regardless of whether it's TB or another widespread disease, Stang says another epidemic is imminent for Nome and the region.
It's not a matter of, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a matter of when for the next flu pandemic for us. So setting up this point of dispensing clinic is a great way for us to exercise who can show up, who's available, and are we able to quickly get the community members through our open pod in a small amount of time.
Communities that participated in the statewide exercise last week, known as Raging Contagion, included Anchorage, Bethel, Kotzebue, Nome, and Shaktulik. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.